be honest with your friends. Yeah. If you really don't know what to say, just tell them, like, I have no idea what this feels like, what you're going through.
That's a really good thing too.
But like, I really care about you and I want to support you. And so I may say something stupid in the course of this. And if I do, please forgive me. Like, I just care about you and I want to make it better. Yeah. Like, I want to help. So however I can do that, I'm here.
Welcome to Real FM Rewind,
the side,
where we hit the rewind button to catch up and pause to go a little deeper. Here's Anson, Kara, and Zoe.
What's up, friend? My name's Kara. Welcome back to Real FM Rewind, B-side, on this wonderful spring day. Depending on what day you're listening, it could be rainy, it could be sunny. You just never know. We've had a lot of both lately. So I hope you're having a good one, whatever's going on. We're going to get things kicked off with our on repeat for this week. And I'm going to turn it over to Zoe.
My on repeat for this week is Reality by GL.
Turn my dreams into reality. Yeah. But I still find like five ways to be mad at me. Late nights, my own thoughts, turn my whole life to a tragedy. Yeah.
Now, I've already talked about Gio in the past, so I'm not going to go into this young, plucky artist.
Plucky
young artist.
What a great adjective.
That's a good adjective.
He's like maybe younger than me. I don't remember. He's like around the same age, so I'm like not jealous at all. Anyway, so...
No bitterness.
So anyway, I do really like Gio as an artist. I love a lot of the music of his we play here on Real FM. On My Own is really good.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
So I was thinking about it a few days ago. I was like, man, we haven't had a new Gio song in a while.
Oh.
And then literally like saw Reality by Gio. I was like, wait, is that a new one?
Cue the music.
Oh, he's put a new one out. That's good timing. Yeah.
So, I just plugged into Zoe's brain.
Yeah, that's right.
Whenever she's like, we need a new Gio song.
He's like,
there
I got you.
We got
it up for you.
And luckily, he happened to write a good one.
Even better.
Even better.
Didn't even ask for that.
And so I really liked this one, and I'm excited to talk about it with you guys. So just a little bit from the song here. You turn my dreams into reality, but still I find five ways to be mad at me. Late nights and my own thoughts turn my whole life into a tragedy. And I could almost break down each one of those into like how it struck me. But I know I've mentioned it previously on the podcast, how I wrestled with like, how do I like be a Christian influencer? like the idea of how do I use the tools of social media or use the tools of media in general to further the kingdom and not my own popularity or, whatever you want to call it. I'm not trying to do it for me, but it also feels like it's all about me. Right.
Social media is just a very self-centered space.
Yeah,
it feels
it's so toxic, and yet we use it for sometimes good purposes. And so I've been very torn about like directions I want to take my life in and how I want to do things. And so I've been really wrestling with, okay, how do I grow my brand? Or should I even, quote unquote, grow my brand? Should I just be content with being just Zoe? And is that enough? Right.
Yeah.
So the idea of you turn my dreams into reality is a thing that I've wrestled with, of like knowing like with God, anything is possible. So like I can become the person that I want to be. But then what if that isn't who I'm supposed to be? Am I going to be okay with that? And I know that's not what Gio is talking about here, but it's like
maybe
those words are what I've been thinking of, like the dreams into reality. And then the other part of turn my whole life into tragedy. I feel like I very easily fall into like, everything was so hard and everything's so difficult. But then when I take a step back and be like, oh, wow, like it's not so tragic. Like things are pretty good. So I just really related to this one. And throughout the song, Gio talks about, and this is something I really relate to, about hurting God's heart to be away from him. And to be in the dark, kind of like that self-isolation thing that we tend to do when we're like in those spaces of like, oh, I can't talk to God right now. I'm like dealing with things, even though that's exactly when we need to like talk to God.
Oh, so true.
And I think I just kind of get a little self-absorbed into like, I need to deal with these things in the moment, in my week or in my daily habits. And I forget that God, in like any relationship, wants to hear from us. And even though he's omnipresent and is in everything, he wants to be involved.
Yeah.
And so I often have thought about that exact thing of, oh, I'm kind of in a way hurting God by excluding him from what I've got going on in my life. And so, I just really related to reality.
Related
to that.
Good
one. Song called
reality would be relatable. That means
amazing.
You did a good job describing reality.
Yeah,
I guess
very
you could
true.
Say.
Yeah. Yes. Good job, Gio. Your reality was so real.
So real.
Related to it so hard. No, it's a good song.
We interrupt this program to bring you a pause.
All right, it is my turn to press pause this week. Speaking of reality, I feel like there's just a lot of people I know right now who are hurting, whether from like a diagnosis or a life situation or just reality. Mm-hmm. Reality is just hard sometimes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I've had a lot of conversations with my husband and with other people about how to interact with and support those people. Mm. As humans, we're really uncomfortable with other humans suffering. Yeah. And we tend to like not know how to handle it. And so sometimes we handle it well and we tell them like, I don't know what to say right now, but I love you. And that's good. But sometimes we handle it not well and we say things that are not so helpful. Mm-hmm. And in having some conversations with one of my friends who's hurting recently, she was sharing some things she had received that were not helpful and vice versa, like some things that really were helpful.
Yeah.
And I just think this is always a really interesting conversation that clearly we've all been here before as humans and we continue to struggle with this. So Anne had shared a resource this week on the show that was really, really good. A woman who lost her mother shared some of the texts that she received that were super actually really helpful to her. And I just thought these were really good. And I don't know, I love anytime someone breaks some of the mystery out of that. My go-to is like, I'm sorry, that sucks. What do you need? And even that, I know we can talk about that more in a second. What do you need can sometimes even not be helpful. But like, to me, it's pretty simple. I'm sorry, that sucks. I love you. I'm here is the basic formula. Mm-hmm. And then can I bring you X? Can I do X? Offering specifics is really helpful. So that's these texts kind of fit in that. Things like, did you sleep? What needs to happen today? And how can I help? So practical. I love that.
Yeah.
Like what needs to happen today? Not just in general,
right.
But like very specific. How are you doing today? Not just in general, but today. Call me whenever you want some company. We can watch movies on the couch and eat chocolate. Love you so much. It's me again, just saying hi. I can see your red on the text. Totally fine. No replies. Glad I know that you're getting them. I'm just reaching out and trying to be here for you and sending lots of love. I love that one because it takes all of the pressure off the person to have to do one more thing when they're already like probably barely getting by. And then this one is great. Asking how you are feels almost stupid. I wouldn't be okay. And I don't expect you to be, but tell me how you're doing. Okay. So I love all of those. And I feel like they're super relatable, super accessible. And it's just good for us to like talk about that so that when we come up against these things in life, we don't just freeze. So I'm just curious for your guys' thoughts. If you've had situations in your life where people have said either unhelpful or helpful things when you were hurting, or if there's something that you've found is like a really helpful response to help love people in your life well in these situations.
Yeah. Yeah. I think there's a lot of fear probably around this and like fear of saying the wrong thing.
Of course.
I think because like we live in a culture where people take offense pretty easily.
That's true.
And so I think there can be some nervousness of like, oh, if I say the wrong thing, I could make it worse.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that. So maybe it's better to not say anything at all. Or we just say something like really super generic, like
yes, or pithy.
Yeah. Like I just hope things get better, you know, like it's not that necessarily there's anything like wrong with that or that like you're going to offend someone by it. It's just like probably not the most helpful thing that you could say. Right.
Exactly.
And so, yeah, I love those examples. Honestly, it's easier for me to kind of think about it in reverse, kind of like that woman from the article as well of like the times that I've been hurting and the things that people have said to me that really were genuinely helpful.
Definitely.
You know, there are a lot of people like when I've gone through hurtful seasons who have offered help.
Yeah.
And that's really appreciated. But one of the things that has stood out to me the most is when people offer really specific forms of help.
Yeah.
Because I think one of the things that we inadvertently do when we offer to help people in a rather generic way is we do create more work for them.
Right.
Yeah. Right. We're like, hey, I'd love to help out. Like, just let me know what you need.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Like, right.
How often do you just like text someone out of the blue and be like, I really need dinner tonight?
Yeah.
Like that feels like you're placing a demand on another person now.
Yes.
Right. And it's like, it's putting it back on you to arrange those things or to make those requests,
delegate.
And that's really hard when you're in that season. So anything that can kind of eliminate you having to play a part in the process, like when people have texted and said, I want to bring you dinner.
Yeah.
I was thinking this.
Yeah.
Does this work or would you prefer this? Like mm-hmm. maybe an either or yes. something like that.
Two
right?
options is good.
So that then, yeah, idea. If it's like, well, I really don't want pizza or someone else already brought me that last night.
Yeah.
I can choose this other thing.
That's
but
really
you're not
good.
Asking me to pick my favorite restaurant. I have to think about, well, what's too expensive or what's too cheap?
Right.
Or
what, exactly. Like, there's so many variables.
Exactly. You start to worry about all that type of stuff, right?
And that's the last thing you need.
Exactly. So the more of that you can eliminate, the better.
I like that.
Or I remember one time, like, Kara texting us and being like, I left cookies on your porch. Like, no one has ever in the history of the universe received that message and been mad about it, right?
Yeah, that's fair.
Right?
That's so true.
But the difference between I left cookies on your porch and like, hey, I'd love to bring you something sometime. What would you like? What like it's so
right.
You know? And if you brought me chocolate chip cookies and my favorite is sugar cookies, like again,
you're
no
not
one's
gonna,
mad about chocolate chip cookies, right? Like
right.
So you don't need to like overthink that part of it. I really think it's better to just be specific and offer really specific help.
Yeah.
And if you are gonna ask what people need, ask really specifically too.
Ask specific,
like in those those questions,
examples,
right? Like like what needs to happen today? Like tell me the one thing that like you just really need today and I want to do it for you, no matter what
that's
it is.
Really good point.
Right? Like that's a way of like leaving it a little open-ended to try to figure out what they really need.
Right.
But also trying to take that pressure off.
I like that. That's a good point. What about you, Zoe?
Yeah. I mean, I was just going to basically echo a lot of what Anson said, but I don't know if I'm going to get in trouble for saying this, but sometimes when we see people that are hurting and we're in that, oh, I don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. It can be a little easy to just say, oh, I'll pray for you, which is good. Don't get me wrong. I believe in prayer,
but
I'm a very strong advocate of like, we can be that answered prayer or like God can use us to do things. Like we don't have to sit on the sidelines and like prayer is important. Do not get it twisted. But
of course,
I think we kind of need to see more action sometimes and like put that action to the words of like, I care for you. That's nice. But like your actions are going to say something.
What if we did
it.
Both? Right.
Oh, that's
like said, like, that's hey, like I want to bring you dinner tonight. And I'm praying for you.
Yeah,
right? That's great.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. I'm praying for you. And here's a cookie.
I also think, too, if you are going to kind of drop the like, I'll pray for you line.
Yeah.
Like instead of saying I'll pray for you, which feels very
generic.
Maybe I'll get around to it. Yes. If I remember, who knows?
Right. So true.
A few days after you have the conversation, send them a text randomly and say, hey, I was thinking about you and praying for you this afternoon.
Yeah.
Really hope you're doing okay. Like that's
so
like
good.
It's not like a generic, like maybe kind of promise of like, maybe vaguely this will happen, but like, no, I did it this afternoon because
really
I was thinking about you and I care about you. Then you're also communicating to that person
that
like,
you that thought of them. Yeah,
that you thought of them and you care for them. So I think that's a really good one, Zoe, because that's one that is one of the easiest things to say.
Yeah.
And because it's one of the most easy things to say, sometimes it ends up being kind of meaningless.
Right.
Because everybody says that.
Everybody says it. Yeah. You don't always know if they mean it.
Are they really going to pray for me? Like, are they just getting out of this awkward moment?
It feels a little bit
and
like get off the hook.
It's get off the hook. And if you have very real needs that you may feel embarrassed to ask people for help. Like there's a lot of people who are embarrassed to ask for help.
That too.
And I feel like part of it might be American culture. I want our culture to change more into like, you know, me saying this isn't going to make it happen, but it'd be so nice. If we could get back to community focused culture where it's like, hey, so-and-so is sick. I'm going to bring them soup or I'm going to help them do laundry or like there's so many practical needs that we have that get stopped when something happens. Mm-hmm. But we're expected to keep pushing on. Laundry still has to get done. Dishes still have to get done. The house is a mess and the kids are crying and I'm falling apart.
Right.
And so I don't know. It's good to be a part of a community who can really rise up and be like, oh, I'm going to do that for you.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of being like, oh,
that's really good. Yeah.
No. Don't bother. It's fine.
I think the one other one that stands out to me in that list that you shared, Kara, is the like, how are you today?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Because yes, the like physical needs and all of that, I think should be a big priority. Mm-hmm. But obviously like, if you're a safe person to that person, you have a close enough relationship for this to be appropriate. Mm-hmm. Like helping someone emotionally process what they're going through is important too.
Yeah.
But I think when you just are asked the question, like, how are you doing? Or how are you just in a very like general sense?
Mm-hmm.
It's a very difficult question to answer in that moment because it does change.
It changes
it's
all the time.
It's not always the same.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's hard to know how honest that person wants you to be. Like, I want to hear like the real version of how I'm doing or kind of the softened version. But like, how are you doing right now or today. I think is really good because it, again, it gets specific. It helps narrow that down. Mm-hmm. And then you can answer like, well, today's been especially hard. Mm-hmm. Or you can say like, well, you know, I'm actually surprisingly doing a little better today.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean I'm going to be that way tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't mean that the problem is now over and I'm over it. It's just where I'm at currently on my journey. So I don't know. I thought that was a particularly powerful question.
It really is. Yeah. So many good ones in there that I just appreciate. And I think it really just comes down to be honest with your friends. Yeah. If you really don't know what to say, just tell them like, I have no idea what this feels like, what you're going through.
That's a really good thing too.
But like, I really care about you and I want to support you. And so I may say something stupid in the course of this. And if I do, please forgive me. Like, I just care about you and I want to make it better. Like, I want to help. So however I can do that, you know, I'm here.
Yeah. You're being vulnerable and letting them know, like, hey, okay. I can handle your vulnerability if you can handle mine.
Exactly. That's true.
That's a great place to start.
Yeah.
It takes off a lot of pressure, you know?
So true.
Fast forward.
All right, I've got fast forward time to talk about something that I'm looking forward to. I'm going to switch this on its head just a little bit this week. We've talked a few times about one of my go-to hobbies is running.
Yeah.
And I feel like this is one of those things that's difficult to talk about because it feels like an inherent braggy thing when you talk about exercise and that kind of stuff. Mm. And if it's one of your hobbies.
Yeah.
And so I feel like a lot of times I talk about, oh yeah, I'm doing this race and I'm running for this. And I'm really looking forward to running 12 miles because I'm an insane person that isn't normal, like whatever. So I thought I would like flip that on its head and admit today that the thing that I am currently looking forward to is not running. For a while.
Awesome.
I have a half marathon this weekend that I've been training for.
Yeah.
And when you get to like this point in the block where like it's a week away, I've been training for like 3 or 4 months for this thing.
Yeah.
Next week I get to not run.
Yeah.
And it's just a good reminder to me of even when you develop like a really good healthy habit, like I am proud of my habit that I've developed in this
as
area.
As you should be.
But you still get to points where it gets hard. You don't want to do it. Mm-hmm. And you actually probably for healthy reasons should take a break from it from time to time.
It's really good.
And I just think like sometimes we lose sight. I lose sight. I'll just speak for myself that these types of things are seasonal in nature and there's ups and downs to everything in life.
Yes.
Right. I think sometimes I have this idea in my head of like, I'm going to develop this like super healthy habit of let's say like eating really good. And I'm going to do it all the time and never mess it up and just be at 11 out of 10 for the rest of my life.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
And how I execute this. That's just not how life works, right? Like you're going to go through seasons. Mm-hmm. You're going to have ups and downs. And so I'm kind of like at this like season where I'm like getting ready to do this run and then I'm going to not run for a couple of weeks. I'm going to take a break. I'm going to like recover. I'm going to sleep in a little bit here
That's
or there,
good.
Maybe even. And I'm really looking forward to that. And so, just a little bit of a opposite day approach, I guess, to fast forward for me of like, instead of the bragging on, oh, I'm looking forward to running. I'm just really looking forward to taking a break.
That is so and
sometimes we
fair.
All need to look forward to take breaks from things, even good things, right?
It's so fair. I mean, I even think about that sometimes. Like today, I was going to go to a workout class and it's good. It's a class that stretches me.
Yeah.
But I was having one of those days and I was like, I really just need to go for a walk, like in the woods and just listen to some music. And I knew that that's what my body and my soul needed.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm not going to feel guilty about this because this is for my mental and physical health.
Right.
So if my mental and physical health needs a day off from pushing, that's what I'm going to do. We just don't often think that way. We're kind of all or nothing people in our culture. And so I think that's a really good one.
Yeah. I got to accomplish all the accomplishments.
Yes.
Like rest and recovery, recuperation, easing off the throttle every once in a while. I think that's part of the equation.
It is.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's an important part that we sometimes forget. So good for you.
It's okay to look forward to that.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what I'm telling myself this week.
That's awesome. Well, hope you get some rest and recovery in as well. And we'll see you next time for Real FM Rewind B-Side.
Thanks for listening to the Real FM Rewind. Make sure to check out all of our podcasts on the Real FM app or at real.fm. And don't forget, be kind and rewind.